proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you a series of lessons about the birth, the life, and the ministry of John the Baptist. I use the full designation John the Baptist to distinguish that character from the Apostle John. John the Baptist filled a unique role in God's redemptive plan. According to the first chapter of Luke, his father Zechariah recognized the nature of his offspring's future mission. In a later session, we will look at the song of Zechariah, but for now, this citation from Zechariah himself, quote, "And thou child shall be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins," unquote. John the Baptist himself confirmed that assessment. In John chapter 1, he had received a delegation of people who asked him who he was. After denying that he was Messiah, John the Baptist said, quote, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord," unquote. According to Matthew chapter 3, John the Baptist's physical appearance and his habits made him stand out from amongst his peers. Matthew wrote that, quote, "The same John had his raiment of camel's hair, and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey," unquote. Two major attributes define the personality of John the Baptist: his humility and his boldness. His humility enabled him to yield precedence to Jesus Christ, subordinating himself to his Lord. The boldness of John the Baptist made him a confrontational and controversial figure in his time. A signal instance of John the Baptist's lack of pretentiousness appeared in John chapter 3. A group of his followers had come to him and remarked, quote, "Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come unto him," unquote. Instead of taking offense at the Savior's rising popularity, John the Baptist replied to them, quote, "Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him," unquote. Thus, John the Baptist concluded, quote, "He must increase, but I must decrease." Going back to that initial confrontation with the delegation, these men had asked John whether or not he was the promised Messiah. They thought that perhaps a man with the aesthetic habits of John the Baptist would manifest those characteristics that the Old Testament scriptures associated with the Messiah. John clearly disabused them of that notion when he flat out denied. After they urged him to identify himself, John the Baptist referred to himself as the voice of one crying in the wilderness. What did he cry? "Make straight the way of the Lord." John alluded to a passage found in the 40th chapter of Isaiah. In that section, that prophet wrote about, quote, "The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God," unquote. Matthew chapter 11 records an instance where Jesus Christ spoke explicitly about John the Baptist. He confronted a group of Jews and asked them, quote, "What went ye out for to see? A prophet?" unquote. Some of them perhaps thought that John the Baptist was indeed a prophet in the Old Testament tradition. Jesus Christ, however, said, quote, "Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee," unquote. At that time, Jesus Christ said that no man born of woman was greater than John the Baptist. In future sessions, we'll learn more about this remarkable figure. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you a session about John the Baptist.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.